Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get back to our top national story. A Manhattan grand jury has voted to indict former President Trump for his role in paying out hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels. And on the line with us now is Southern California Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman. He's one of many local politicians to react to the news about former President Trump being indicted. And he's on the line with us now. Congressman, are you with us?
I'm right here.
Yes. So, have you been listening, or, you know, first off, your reaction to the indictment, first and foremost?
Well, my fear is that this will help Trump win the Republican primary. It is not the strongest of the cases that can be brought against him. I think incitement for January 6th and his ham-handed attempt to push for fraud to be committed in Georgia when he said, go find me 11,000 votes. I think are more provable crimes. We'll see. I think he may fight extradition, which would put Governor DeSantis of Florida right in the middle of all this.
Well, we do have other indictments coming down the road. So, you know, there is the possibility that this, when this is unsealed, it's not as strong as we thought it was going to be. To your point, maybe Mr. Trump could win the Republican nomination, but can he win the presidency? Is there enough of a swath of moderate voters that would be just completely, utterly, totally turned off by this?
It could go either way. I think that voters would say, oh, my God, he's committed a crime. But I think people have seen this man get very close to commit crimes or commit crimes that are not prosecuted for this or that reason. Whether the victim card helps him in a general election, I would tend to think not, but I'm sure he'll play it. And whether it's a 10% chance or a 50% chance, exposing my country to the risk that Trump goes back into the White House is too awful to contemplate.
I'm sorry. Earlier we had on Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and she said she was concerned about the possible violence this indictment might bring. Do you have the same concerns?
I think we should be careful. We should be monitoring things. But since he might face indictment for inciting violence on January 6th, I don't know whether it would be wise for Trump to try to incite violence again. And without his incitement, I don't think mass violence occurs. Now, you can have any one, one person, three people can commit violence, and who knows, it is time to be careful.
Okay, but former President Trump's rhetoric up till now has, you know, could be considered insightful of violence.
I think if he's going to be indicted for any future violence, there would have to be violence. And I'm hoping that that doesn't occur. And I don't know whether he would be held responsible for the actions of two or three fringe people acting violently. If I don't think we're going to have a mass turnout of thousands of people unless Trump takes additional future action to tell them when and where. We may have another reason to indict.
I asked this question of Maxine Waters. Are you personally taking extra precautions?
Not beyond the precautions I already take.
All right. These other indictments coming down, do you think those stand a better chance of maybe changing the tenor of this coming election, the January 6th cases, the documents case, and the Georgia case?
We're going to have to see whether whether indictments do come down and how legally strong they are. The documents case is quite different from what then Vice President and Senator Biden did. But because they're in the same category, there'll be pushback there that, hey, Biden did the same thing. And I don't think Biden is going to be indicted for erroneously taking and then mistakenly taking some documents away from where they should be and then turning them over as soon as he found them. So I think it's different, but it fits in the same category. I don't know whether indictments will come from those other two actions. It's a tough time for the country. I wish the specter of Trump wasn't hanging over us.
What do you make of what we assume is probably going to ramp up in Congress with Representative Jim Jordan, other Republican representatives and senators who want investigations into the Bidens, into the laptop, et cetera, other things they want to look into? Do you think they're going to ramp this up to kind of distract attention away from this indictment? And will it work if and when the other indictments come down?
They're already planning to investigate every square inch of Hunter Biden's laptop. They didn't need this to do so. I don't think it will be a distraction because you're in the news business. There can be three or four major stories every day, dozens of major stories in a month. And I don't think there's any there that's going to be earth shaking with Hunter Biden's laptop. But even if there was a big story, I don't think it would blot out what's happening to Trump.
What does this indictment mean for American politics going forward?
It means that we're in a post-Trump world, that it's not it's no longer unheard of to have a president commit crimes and no longer unprecedented for him to be indicted. I hearken back to an earlier and calmer period of American politics.
We are, speaking of a calmer period in American politics, we are an incredibly divided country right now. There seems to be very little middle ground, and the people who are occupying that middle ground seems to be turning into a smaller and smaller crowd even as we speak. This will no doubt only make that more apparent. If you could look into a crystal ball and down the road, and however long it might take, 10 years, 20 years, does this country ever move beyond this time? Do we ever get better from this? Do we ever bring our politics back more towards a more boring story that we could tell?
I think America is happier when news stations like KNX might have slightly lower ratings. And
well, don't say that.
But I hate to say that, but the closer the news business gets to World Wrestling Federation, the higher the compensation should be, and the less for the newscasters, and the lower the country's happiness will be. Look, just because things are crazy doesn't mean they get less crazy tomorrow. They're just as likely to get more crazy tomorrow.
That's so true. And aside from the indictment against Trump, locally, Mark Ridley Thomas was convicted of fraud. It's not a good day for American politics.
Or L.A. politics.
Or L.A. politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at everything that's happened to the various members of the city council, let's hope all of the wrongdoing has been ferreted out. And I certainly hope so and think so.
Congressman, I'm curious, Charles Feldman here, curious if you think there will ever come a time in our lifetimes when we will not all be talking about Donald Trump.
Yes, I hope he doesn't become president again. And if that's the case, I think he's made a permanent change. I think historians will mark that. But I think 3 or 4 years from now, we may not be talking about the Orange Man.
All right, Congressman Brad Sherman, thank you very much.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.